Instead of just having a thought of fear, you begin to imagine fearful things happening. Then that imagination, as you keep looking at that imagination that has been constructed by your thoughts, that imagination becomes a stronghold. So in order to pull down the stronghold, we've got to cast down the imaginations. And in order to cast down the imaginations, we have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Welcome to another episode of Think Like a Champion. This podcast is dedicated to helping you win in every way and enjoy every day. And for the last few weeks, we've been fasting from wrong thinking for the year 2024. Fasting from wrong thinking is not a fast from food. It's a fast from the mentalities, the wrong thinking and wrong beliefs and mindsets that defeat us and limit us. And I hope you've been joining along. You can go to fastfromwrongthinking.com if you'd like to sign up. It's a 40-day journey of fasting from one thought at a time that we dismantle, conquer, and replace with victorious thinking. So join it now. It's free. Tag me on Instagram, submit a testimony, a takeaway at fastfromwrongthinking.com as well. I want to hear from you. If you've already been connected, you can sign up for free also at fastfromwrongthinking.com. Also, it includes new content. This year, I've added a lot of new material that has kind of refined what I've struggled with, how to deal with the thoughts that come in my life and the people's lives that I am in contact with and proximity to. So I believe this is going to take you to the next level in your journey with God and in your mental health as well. This is a healing event and experience as well. It's a healing journey that delivers us from thoughts and feelings of anxiety. And we're going to get into, at a later time, even the anxiety that comes from financial struggles and thoughts that are defeating us there too. But today, we're fasting from what I call negative imaginations, but I really recategorize this as pulling down strongholds. This is spiritual warfare. In fact, every day of fasting for wrong thinking is spiritual warfare. Every day you get an email from me for 40 days, 5-minute journey, 6 minutes, 7-minute journey, and we dismantle one thought at a time. And over 40 days doing that consistently, you will have experienced healing in your emotions, healing in your brain, healing in your body in some form and at some level or another. And it's guaranteed because it's God's word, and he sent his word and healed them. God's word, God's promises, the Bible, the word of God, it carries healing in its wings. It carries healing in its DNA. It carries transformation in its DNA. But we're going to pull down strongholds. This is what true spiritual warfare is. It's not just casting out demons. Spiritual warfare is pulling down strongholds. I want to show you how to systematically destroy the strongholds that have hemmed you in to patterns of thinking and behaviors that are defeating you. A stronghold is exactly that. As we get into this content, a stronghold is exactly that. It's something that has a stronghold on you, whether it's an addiction, a fear, a financial limitation, a chronic illness. A stronghold is a prison that's keeping you hemmed in and keeping you in bondage from breaking free, breaking through, and breaking out of whatever is limiting you. Whatever has you caged up in your mind, that is a stronghold. You see, this is how the devil operates. He operates through strongholds that develop from imaginations, which start as thoughts that are disobedient to your grace-purchased, Jesus-purchased, blood-purchased identity. Now, if we can learn this pattern, if you can identify this pattern of how a stronghold is constructed, then what we can do is deconstruct it and break free from anything that has a stronghold on us. Now, the scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. I want to read this to you first from the King James Bible, and then I want to read it to you from a couple other versions as well. But in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 5, he says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare." Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about spiritual warfare. He's not talking about something physical. He's talking about spiritual and emotional. He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not our own power or strength, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So what is why God gives us spiritual weapons is to pull down strongholds. And these thoughts are strongholds, these ways of thinking, these defeated mindsets, these limiting, confining, restrictive mindsets that defeat you and keep you at a ceiling level, these things have to be pulled down. Now, but this is the weapons we use is the Word of God, our words, our mouth, our thoughts. So now notice he goes on to say, we're pulling down strongholds, and he tells us how, by casting down imaginations and casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So anything that contradicts or puts itself higher than the knowledge of God, there's nothing more important and higher than knowing God and having the knowledge of who he is and what he's like and actually knowing him. The knowledge of God is not just having knowledge about him, but it's having a relationship with him. Notice what he says, and we're bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now let's break this down. So in verse 4, he says, the warfare, the weapons are not, they're not physical, carnal, fleshly weapons, because we're not fighting flesh. We're pulling that, the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, he says, but we're pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. Now, I want you to understand these three things, because this is a process and it's progressive. So when you have thoughts that are coming at you, thoughts of failure, thoughts of fear, thoughts of worry, thoughts of anxiety, any negative thought, if that goes unchecked, it becomes an imagination. So now, instead of just having a thought of fear, you begin to imagine fearful things happening. And then that imagination, as you keep looking at that imagination that has been constructed by your thoughts, that imagination becomes a stronghold. So in order to pull down the stronghold, we've got to cast down the imaginations. And in order to cast down the imaginations, we have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So the building blocks of a demonic stronghold in your life are thoughts that are unchecked, that do not give glory to the cross. They don't tell you that you're victorious. Thoughts that are contrary to your Christ-purchased identity. Those thoughts left unchecked become imaginations. Those imaginations become strongholds. Even in Job chapter 3, what we imagine within has the power to come to pass. And Job showed us that. Fear is simply a negative imagination that can then become a stronghold over your life. Seeing something bad happen in your mind before it happens is how fear works. So Job said this in Job chapter 3, what I have feared has come upon me. So he had this fear that eventually came upon him. It actually came to pass. It started as a thought, then it became a fearful imagination, and then it had a stronghold on him, and it ended up coming to pass. So what was the thought that he had? He kept thinking earlier in this book of Job, chapter 1, chapter 2, he kept thinking his children were going to fail. His children were going to go to the other side. His children were going to go to the dark side of life. His children were going to be lost. His children were going to be defeated and destroyed. He had this fear. He had this thought. He kept thinking it. And it became a fearful imagination, and it had a strong hold on him and came to pass. So that's why he says, what I feared. And what is it that he feared? What I feared, which was imagining his children failing, what I feared has come upon me. So it's where the principle comes from. What we fear will come upon us. If we fear financial disaster and we give into that thought over and over again, it becomes an imagination. It's something we now see in our mind, in our mental eyes, our mental vision, and then that imagination gets a strong hold on us and it controls our life. It brings to pass the negative image that it was portraying. We can also reverse that by making sure we start or feed ourselves thoughts of victory, thoughts of our identity, thoughts of being more than conquerors, thoughts that God is on our side, thoughts that if God is for us, who can be against us, thoughts that Jesus has redeemed us. We are his sons and daughters. We're more than conquerors. We're the head and not the tail. We're blessed coming in and blessed going out. And you hear me quote these verses all the time. It's because those are the thoughts that have created an imagination in me, and those thoughts now have a strong hold over me, so that no matter what the devil does, he can't destroy the stronghold that I have rebuilt into my life, contrary to the negative strongholds that he had in my life in past and what life has had. You know, we're not just, it's not just that the devil has these strongholds on us. Bitter life have these strongholds on us, and we have to dismantle these strongholds one thought at a time. All right. So if we read this verse, going back to the 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse, so we see how a stronghold is constructed by negative thoughts about your identity, negative thoughts about defeat and failure, negative thoughts that something bad's going to happen to you. You think those long enough and they become a picture. They become a picture or an imagination that a picture begins to manifest. And as that picture begins to manifest, it gets a strong hold on you. And now you are imprisoned by that mentality. That is harder to deal with than if it was just a demon that had to be cast out. It's a mentality that has to be broken down to its, you know, to its foundation and obliterated and destroyed through our words, through the promises of God, through us praying and speaking and declaring God's word over us. The New American Standard translation of this passage is very powerful too. He says in verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not in the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses." Instead of the destruction of fortresses, in the King James Version, it's the pulling down of strongholds. Here he says the destruction of fortresses. So that's another mental image that we can learn from here, that a fortress is something hard to break through. But we can destroy these fortresses if we use our spiritual weapons of God's word and our words. All right? And then he says, "We are destroying speculations." You know, that's how the devil operates, in speculation. Oh, he's against you. Oh, she hates you. Oh, he has something against you, or he's going to do something. He's got an ulterior motive. She's going to hurt you here. All these speculations, you'll never amount to anything. They're going to reject you. They're never going to accept your business plan. They're never going to want to be a client of yours. You're never going to be able to succeed. You're never going to be able to break out of your limitations. You're never going to see your dreams come to pass. These are speculations, and they are lofty things raised up against the knowledge of God. It's really prideful thoughts. Prideful thoughts are not thoughts, oh, I'm so great. Prideful thoughts are any thoughts that oppose the knowledge of God. Those are prideful thoughts and prideful forces and fortresses. And he says, so we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing that elevates itself or raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. What does it mean to take a thought captive to the obedience of Christ? It means that every thought, we have to filter every thought through the lens of Christ's obedience, that through Christ's obedience, we're saved. Through Christ's obedience, we're set free from the curse. Through Christ's obedience, we're delivered from demonic power. Through Christ's obedience, we're blessed, not cursed. We're healed, not sick or ill all the time. You see, it's not our obedience, it's the obedience of Christ. His obedience was complete. So it's through his obedience that we become the righteousness of God. It's through his obedience that we have the promises of God. It's through his obedience that we have a relationship with God. So any thoughts that oppose his obedience, any thoughts that tell you he didn't do enough, the cross isn't enough, Jesus didn't do enough, you don't have the victory, what Jesus did isn't enough for your victory, it's not enough for your salvation, it's not enough for your healing, it's not enough for your blessing, those are thoughts that are disobedient. They are contrary to the obedience of Christ. You see, they're contrary to Christ's obedience. Jesus didn't do enough is a lie. Jesus' obedience was enough. That's the truth. So this is how you take thought. These are the thoughts that we need to take captive. Anything that contradicts who you are in Christ. Anything that contradicts the victory that you already have in Christ. Anything that contradicts tetelestai. It is finished, right? That the battle is fully won, the sentence is fully served, and the debt is fully paid. Jesus did all of that on the cross. So all these thoughts that come against us and tell us something contrary to that, those are the thoughts we're taking captive. And those are the thoughts that limit us. All right. Read it to you from one more translation, give you a few thoughts to dismantle this, and then we'll move on. For although we live in the natural realm, this verse in 2 Corinthians 10 says, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons or using manipulation to achieve our aim. Instead, Scripture says, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide, or the defenses behind which demonic forces hide. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God, and we can break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance against the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. What a powerful picture of what spiritual warfare truly is. Again, remember, these thoughts unchecked become imaginations. These imaginations replayed in your mind long enough become strongholds. And that's just as they're constructed, that's how we have to destruct them. Okay, now, how do we do that? We must recognize that our imagination is a gift from God. You are a powerfully creative individual. You're made in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God says, let us make man in our image. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, as he is, so are you. So are we in this world. This is amazing. In order to fast from negative imaginations and operate in true spiritual warfare, we have to recognize that our imagination is a gift from God and we need to use it for the glory of God. Start picturing yourself winning. Start picturing yourself conquering. Start picturing yourself healed. Start picturing yourself smiling. Start picturing yourself victorious. And as you begin to use your imagination with positive, faith-filled, Jesus-centered imaginations and pictures, you're going to conquer the negative imaginations and you're going to pull down strongholds. So that's one step towards pulling down these strongholds. Secondly, remember, negative imaginations left unchecked become strongholds. So fear-based imaginations give fear a stronghold in our lives. Faith-based imaginations give faith a stronghold and an expectation in our life. So we need to flood our minds with faith-based pictures of what God has promised in the Scripture. You know, the beautiful thing about the Bible, the language that is used in the Bible, it's used to create pictures. Because everybody who has studied the human mind understands, who studied effectively the human mind, understands that humans think in pictures. We don't necessarily think in letters. Like, if I say the word dog to you, you don't see the letters D-O-G. If I say the word dog, if we do a word association, if I say the word dog, you see the dog that is your dog, or you see a dog that bit you in the butt when you were a kid, or you see a dog that used to make loud, you know, that barked loud next door. You don't see the letters D-O-G, you see a picture, right? So this is how people think. We see in pictures. And we need to flood our minds. If we read the Bible to get the images of the life that God has promised us to live. We have to take our pictures and create pictures in our mind through the pictures painted in Scripture. If we would stop reading the Bible as just letters that are trying to get you to obey God, get you to, you know, to realize how wrong some of your actions are and repent of all. When you read the Bible like that, it's bondage. But when you read the Bible to create the images and pictures of who you are in Christ, you begin to read the Bible correctly and you begin to use it correctly. Okay, so how do we cast down these imaginations? Because we have to realize that our minds are wired to create a moving picture in our life. Life is not a straight line. Life it moves. It has currents. It has it's a story. It's not a straight line. It's a story. Every life is a story. A story of pictures. We have to gather from the Scriptures images of peace, and peace will come. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, he says this, in fact, you will keep, says Isaiah is praying and saying to God, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind stays on God and on what God says about you. God will keep you in perfect peace. Peace comes from what your mind stays upon. If your mind stays upon the promises of God, if your mind stays upon Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside green pastures and still waters. Sits me at green pastures and leads me to the still waters. Think about that. That's a picture. So as you see still waters, as you see the beautiful grass that he puts you in, and what Psalm 23 talks about, when you see that, those still waters, those green pastures, peace comes. It's coming to you right now, just because I'm speaking words that are creating images of peaceful environments in your life. You see how this works now? Imagination is a gateway to God's power and ability. I want you to start using your imagination as a gateway that opens the door to God's power and ability. Here's the verse for you, Ephesians 3:20. We're just about done here. Ephesians 3:20, I want to lead you in a declaration and a profession out of your mouth in a moment. But Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or think or imagine, he says, according to the power that works within us. Notice, God's power works within us through our imagination. What you can imagine is what God can do. He can do above and beyond that, but he starts with what you can think and what you can imagine. The Message translation says, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit, gently and deeply within us. Our imagination is the eyes of our spirit, and we must fill our imagination with the unlimited possibilities. When you start filling your mind with the unlimited possibilities of God's promises, you are now winning in spiritual warfare, and you are now pulling down the strongholds that are keeping you sad, depressed, discouraged, inactive, and ineffective. This is a cascading force of power that will flood your life when you tear down these false images about yourself, and you fill up on God's picture of you and God's promises about you. Okay? Now, I want you to open yourself up right now to the Holy Spirit. Just say, Holy Spirit, awaken in me your imagination for my life. Just pray this out loud. Holy Spirit, create in me the life that you've intended. Create in me the life that you promised. Just pray this out loud. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me a powerful life of humility and victory. Create in me a picture of your version of success. And in the name of Jesus, say this out loud as well. In the name of Jesus, I have creative power. I have the creative power of God working in me to solve problems and to bring success. Say that again. Say it out loud. I have the creative power of God working in me to solve problems and bring success. I cast down images in my mind of fear. I cast down images of failure. I cast down images of the expectation of evil. And say this out loud too. I set my mind on the things above. I will allow the scriptures to paint images in my mind of victory and success in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo! You do this every day like this. Not that you have to spend 25 minutes. I just was building this to help you to understand it and really put it together. But you take 5 minutes with just 5 minutes with the whole page each day. And in our Fast from Wrong Thinking, you'll be transformed. This is how champions think. And we got to do this consistently if we want to see results. Go to fastfromwrongthinking.com right now. It's free. It's 40 days, 40 thoughts, one thought per day. And would you take a moment as well when you go onto our website? There's no cost to this, but there is an opportunity to give and to pay it forward and to help others to hear this message. So you can do that at going to lifechangerschurch.com/give, or if you want the book Fast from Wrong Thinking, you can purchase that on our website as well, fastfromwrongthinking.com or lifechangerschurch.com. Okay, /give is where you give, or you can go to our bookstore and receive products there as well. Okay, until next time, let's keep fasting from wrong thinking, because that's what champions do, and you are a champion. God bless.